So I became interested in sauna because I visited Finland in 2007 and had a, you know, a classic stereotypical Finnish experience by the lakeside at my friend's summer house when I was visiting, and I kind of fell in love with sauna because of how good it made me feel afterwards, really. And so I started using sauna more at home in Australia when I returned, and then in about 2010, me and my friends bought a sauna off eBay that was actually a good Finnish sauna. It was a Halo heater, and it worked really well. And so then it became kind of part of our lives. So that's how I fell in love with it.
And how did you happen to go to Finland in the first place? Because that's fairly exotic from an Australian point of view.
Yeah, it is. I had been, I was in Europe for about a year. I had 6 months study in Germany. And then, and while I was there, one of my co-students actually was Finnish. And I happened to be flying Finnair. My whole airfare was Finnair. So near the end of my trip, I was returning through Helsinki and took about 1 month to explore Finland and Sweden and Norway. And so it was in that period when we took a few days. His summer house was out near Tampere. So we went out there for 2 or 3 days.
And what did you think of Finland generally?
Yeah, originally I didn't have that many expectations, but it was a great country. It was extremely beautiful. Going out to the lake region, we were there in June, so the sun was out very, very late, and I hadn't really experienced that much as an Australian, you know, having the sun shining at 2 in the morning as you're driving home from a bar. And then it was, you know, the weather was nice, but the water was cold for splashing after sauna. So, yeah, I had a great time in Finland, and I visited again in 2015, and then actually just 1 week ago, I was also there for 1 week. So I got to see more of the country again, going up to Jyväskylä. So, yeah, I feel very fondly about Finland.
And you mentioned that you now have a sauna. Is it installed in your home?
Yes, it was a home sauna. Currently, as we speak, it is actually dismantled because I've moved house recently and we haven't set that one up. I did have a mobile tent sauna as well, which is currently set up in the backyard. It's a wood fire one. The main one we have is electric. It's about 4.5 kilowatt heater and it fits about 4 people inside the sauna. So it was a great little unit that we set up in our garage originally, and then in the backyard when we moved somewhere else. We're about to set it up again at our new place, I hope.
Do you have any Finnish friends who you can visit to at the same time visit their sauna?
No, I don't have any Finnish friends who have a sauna. I don't think any of my friends have a sauna in their house or their apartment, unfortunately. So I go to sauna at the Hilton Hotel in Sydney. They at the gym down there. I'm a member. It's the standard gym. I don't have access to the hotel itself, but they have 2 saunas and 2 steam rooms. So it's one of the few places where you can make lulu as well. Most of the saunas in Sydney, you know, there's rocks, but you can't put water on them. You're not allowed to, which is quite frustrating.
And what about the association? What's the membership like so far?
The association started about 1 year ago, and we started accepting members only about 6 months ago. And we're already up to about 40 or 45 members. We've just had a number of new applications, so I've got to process those. Which is great to have that many members already, because we're barely able to do anything because we're so small, and we don't yet have our own sauna that we can take around. So that's our first major project, is to build a trailer sauna like the one that is going around the USA. Your listeners may know about a Finnish sponsored sauna that's called Sisu that's traveling around the USA to celebrate 100 years of Finnish independence. Ours probably won't be that big. That was quite an ornate sauna, but that's what we want to do, is take it around Australia and, you know, spread the good heat, as we like to say.
If anyone is interested in membership, where can they find you? On Facebook, on places like that?
We have a Facebook page which would take you to our website. The place to register is via our website. We have a link to a form that can be filled out. And that's our social media and our website is AsbaSweat. So you can go to asbasweat.org/membership. And all of the information is there. If anyone from Finnish background would like to join, you know, it's great when we have events and Finnish people turn up. They add a lot to our events because they obviously know how to use the sauna, and it's great. What we want to do is teach Australians how to use sauna and how to enjoy it, and that's what Finnish people know very well. So we'd welcome any input from the Finnish community. We don't mind if it starts slow, and we're going to just do everything we can to bring this to Australian culture.
Thank you very much, Jack, for that.